Macmillan Audio presents Harbor Street by Anne Cleves. Read for you by Janine Burkett.
Chapter 1. Joe pushed through the crowd. It was just before Christmas and the metro trains were full of shoppers clutching carrier bags stuffed with useless presents. Babies were left to scream in expensive buggies. People who'd been drinking early spilled out from office parties, stumbling down the escalators and onto trains. Youths used language Joe wouldn't want his children to hear. Today, though, he'd had no option about using the metro. Sal had been adamant that she needed the car. It was just him and his daughter. She was in the school choir, and there'd been a performance in Newcastle Cathedral, Carols by Candlelight, because even at 4 o'clock it was dark in the building. Beautiful singing that made him feel like crying. His boss, Vera Stanhope, always said that he was a romantic fool. Then out into the rush hour evening, and it was just starting to snow, so Jessie was excited all over again. She was a soloist and had hit all the right notes, so the choirmaster had given her a special mention at the end. Christmas was now only 10 days away, though she was too old to believe in Santa, but there was snow. Tiny little flakes twisting in the gusty wind like mini tornadoes. In the metro, he held her hand. They were standing because all the seats were taken. In the space by the door stood two young girls, hardly older than Jessie, but their faces orange with makeup and their eyes black with liner and mascara. Squashed beside them, two lads. He watched what was going on there and hated what he saw.